Analysis: Biden proposal could turn illegal alien families into millionaires. By John Binder on November 1, 2021. A plan being circulated by President Joe Biden's administration to provide border crossers, subjected to former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, with $450,000 reparations-style payouts has the potential to turn illegal alien families into millionaires seemingly overnight, a new analysis states. The Biden administration is weighing whether to provide border crossers, who were subjected to the zero-tolerance policy, with $450,000 each as part of a payout in lawsuits filed. The plan could cost American taxpayers about $1 billion. Analysis by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, notes that such a payout could turn families that illegally crossed our borders into millionaires. The FAIR analysis states, "It is unconscionable that they plan to do so during a time when tens of millions of Americans are struggling economically, remain unemployed, or are underemployed due to a sluggish economic recovery from COVID-19, as well as growing supply chain and inflation issues." Meanwhile, the $450,000 for each border crosser is well above what Americans are rewarded when their loved ones die in combat, when they are wrongly convicted of a crime, or if they were victims of the September 11, 2001 Islamic terrorist attacks. The FAIR analysis details $100,000, the amount paid to the survivors of a U.S. Armed Service member who dies while on active duty. President Biden is proposing that taxpayers give immigration lawbreakers 4.5 times more money than is given to the survivors of those who pay the ultimate sacrifice. Emphasis added. $400,000, the maximum amount provided to the families of fallen military members who made payments into the service members group life insurance program. Even in a situation where service members pay their own money into a benefits program, their families will receive less than what a single illegal alien would receive from the federal government should this settlement take effect. Emphasis added. $50,000, the amount paid to an individual who is wrongly imprisoned for 1 year at the federal level. Under this proposal, illegal aliens who did violate our laws would be given far more compensation than is provided to American citizens who were separated from their families for a year or more because of something they did not do. Emphasis added. $389,825. The average amount provided by the federal government to the survivors of law enforcement officers, firefighters, and other first responders who die in the line of duty. Again, this is a much lower amount than what would be provided to immigration lawbreakers under this Biden plan. In fact, some illegal alien families could receive more than twice that amount. Emphasis added. $250,000. The maximum non-economic loss amount paid to 9/11 victims who contracted cancer from the attack. The maximum non-economic loss amount paid to those who suffered ailments other than cancer is only $90,000. Also, according to a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, attorney, some surviving families of individuals who died in the 9/11 attacks likely received less from the federal government than President Biden hopes to offer these illegal aliens. Emphasis added. The FAIR analysis also notes various ways in which the federal funds proposed to pay to border crossers could be spent on American families. For instance, about 278,000 American children could receive a year's worth of Medicaid with the funds proposed for border crossers. Likewise, the single $450,000 payout for one border crosser would feed 42 American families for an entire year, and the total payout cost of $1 billion would provide homes to nearly 80,000 homeless Americans for a year. Similarly, the total cost of the $1 billion payouts to border crossers would forgive student debt for more than 27,000 American college students and graduates. As Breitbart News reported, a number of Republicans are railing against the proposal. Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance called it civilizational suicide, while Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters suggested the funds go instead to the victims of last year's riots and Americans permanently separated from their loved ones due to a surge in murders. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.